Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Mention Crackertown to people in Vero Beach, and you're likely to get puzzled looks. Crackertown is a place known only to old-timers. A neighborhood just east of downtown, it was anchored, if you will, by the railroad station when it was on Commerce Avenue. Marshall Goodnight moved to Vero Beach from Oklahoma when he was a tot in the 1940s. His family built a house in Crackertown. One of his early memories is of taking the train back to Oklahoma to visit relatives in 1948.
I recall getting on the train at the train station, almost in the heart of Crackertown. And Crackertown is just a poor district of Vero that still exists somewhat.
Nobody calls it Crackertown anymore, right?
Well, all of us who lived here then do. It's still Crackertown.
All the old-timers.
That's exactly right.
The train station was right there.
In fact, when I walked to school, in first and second grade, I'd walk underneath the platform at the train station to get a beeline from the house to the school.
The house is still there, you were telling me.
The house is still there. My mom and my granddad built that in 1948. We don't own it anymore. We finally sold it about 10 or 12 years ago.
Why was this neighborhood called Crackertown?
I think just because it was mostly old Florida people that lived there. I don't have any documented historical information on that.
You moved west of town a few years later and grew up on a farm.
I missed the social life that we had in Crackertown. It was nice to be able to play softball with the neighborhood kids, play hide and seek, that kind of stuff, ride bicycles through the neighborhood. Got out into the country. We were somewhat isolated. So it was pretty different.
You still had a bike, though, and you sometimes got to ride into town. That was, what, 5 miles away?
Yes, on rare occasions, my mom would let me ride the bicycle to town. I liked it when I got to ride to school.
Did you ride back to Crackertown sometimes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, I had friends that lived there. So, yeah, I would spend quite a bit of time together there, even after we moved away.
You know some folks who still live there?
I do. There are not very many, of course. Some relatives still live in that area.
And they still call it that?
I don't think any of the newer residents call it Crackertown, but most of us fondly recall it as Crackertown.
I think some new residents wouldn't know what you were talking about or where it was or is.
I admit I get a lot of funny looks when I talk about Crackertown. Well, the first thing that I get asked is, well, what's Crackertown? Where is that? I said, well, it's just an isolated residential area that still exists pretty much as it was 50 years ago.
Kind of in the center of town.
It's pretty much in the center of it today. It was a little bit off to the east side then. There wasn't much between Crackertown and the river, but saltwater marsh and woods, Rock Ridge took care of that.
How would some of your folks feel, do you think, if they came back and saw everything that surrounds Crackertown? The Miracle Mile Shopping Center, Publix, a four-lane US 1, the Press Journal building, all those things. What do you think they would think?
I can't imagine what they would think. They'd feel pretty out of place, I'm sure.
When you drive on, let's say, 10th Avenue, which is now a busy street, do you ever think about Crackertown and what it used to be like there?
I still drive through Crackertown periodically because there are a lot of memories there. I like to drive up and down each street, look at each of the old homes that are still there, and remember who was living there at the time. We had so many kids that we could play with. Every house had kids that were in our age group.
Of course, you weren't officially Crackers since you had moved here from Oklahoma.
It seemed like we fit in. I guess if Oklahoma had Crackers, we'd fit into that social category.
Marshall Goodnight owned a lawn equipment business for many years. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.